7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden. We have Heather Bachman here, Roberta Fasanelli. I want to thank Robin Marshall for spending a few days here and stretching the boundaries of some of the things that we've done. I don't know about the Trace Adkins conversation yesterday between her and Jennifer. All we got was...
I know, it was wreckish.
Listen back
whatever.
To that.
Yeah, God
you
love all
it.
Of you. Well, I, you know, it's,
wouldn't you like it if you had people fawning over you?
I have people fawning over me.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Such
good.
As?
Well, Stephanie Heflin is going to join us in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. She has a very interesting thing to report on that she does. We'll bring you to her Facebook page and tell a story about a little company that she's found that's done very well. And I know for a fact that she fawns over me, pines, in fact.
Really?
Incessantly.
Incessantly.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a piner and a
she
fawner.
Is. Yeah.
Piner
right.
And
that's
a fawner, there, Stephanie girl.
Perfect. And before we get to her, though, we're going to have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day. Or maybe not.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
An optimist laughs to forget. A pessimist forgets to laugh. So we will be optimistic here.
That's
and
deep.
Not pessimistic. That's very deep, isn't it, Jennifer? It's deep. All right, let's see here. Jesus walks into a motel, gives the innkeeper...
He says, ouch!
Who put that there?
I suppose I could stop while I'm ahead, right?
Oh, come on. Jesus walks into a motel and...
He says, ouch. Gives the innkeeper 3 giant nails and asks, can you please put me up for the night?
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, God.
God. Literally, Jesus. God.
Too what, soon.
What did Jesus
too
say?
Soon.
What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say when they removed his...
Oh, no. What is that religious
Doug?
Roberta, if you go back to your memo of...
I know, these are your Easter jokes.
These are Roberta's... Don't play the innocent one on this one.
Roberta runs away from the train.
Whatever.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, dear.
The best part of it was probably Jesus walking into a motel.
Ouch!
All right. I never promised it was going to be good. Just, you know, a little laughter. Just to see what it did for us. It made us all feel good, right? And those people who are, you know, wherever they are down in Mississippi that don't
address
like...
your letters to the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
Right.
P.O. Box 999.
Yeah. Chicago, Illinois, 60609. In a moment, we meet Stephanie Heflin, who has a great story for us here on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Dr. Michael Levitan, who is an anger management specialist, here to help Jennifer with her anger issues.
Thank God.
But before we get to that, we have Stephanie Heflin here, who has put together an interesting clothing line. Roberta, you'd probably like this. It's for women and children. So I'm going to protest, even though, Stephanie, I know you're a big fan of mine and that you've been fawning. What else did I say she's been doing?
Pining and fawning.
Right, exactly. But because she has not created a clothing line that is for men, I am offended. So therefore, I think I'm going to turn this over to the ladies who have children. And I guess that would be Roberta. We'll let Roberta and Heather start, and then maybe... Jennifer, I don't know whether these... A lot of fashion magazines have been featuring. This product line is called True, but spelled T-R-O-O. So is that the right way to pronounce it, Stephanie?
That is correct,
True. All right.
True.
So what happened? How is it that you have become this multi-jillionaire putting this product line together?
Well, the multi-jillionaire part is something that I wish was the case.
Well, no, here's that. I'm holding that thought for you because I want this to be a success for you.
So. Yes, it has been very, very successful. It really has. And it's grown and really changed and evolved through the years. I started it in 2001. And actually, since you mentioned the children's, it did come along a little bit later and has in the last several years just gone gangbusters.
So what was going on with you, though, when you got started?
Well, the funny part of this story is I was actually under the weather, and I always joke that I just sort of needed to have the flu to calm my mind enough to have an inspiring, amazing idea that was maybe brewing under the surface for quite some time really come to fruition. So I was on the couch, and I had an idea and literally got up and went to the computer and started my company just investigating different fabrics and different things to make clothing.
So how do you do that online versus going to the fabric store?
Well, it's very interesting. I did not meet any of my fabric vendors until probably my third or fourth year in business. It was amazing. I was doing most of my interaction with them, some via email, because in 01 it was, you know, not as prevalent as it is now, but mostly on the phone and just, you know, getting swatches sent through the mail, looking at things online, and going from there.
So did you have a background in any of this before you got the flu, or did the flu affect your brain, maybe rearrange some of the neutrons in your brain?
Right. That'll be my next venture, a takeoff movie from, like, the concept of phenomenon where you're struck by lightning.
Right.
Yeah, I have no background. My background is psychology. Friends and family and whatnot, you know, say I always had a penchant for fashion and always was a little bit left of center with things I did even as a young girl, but... No background at all, and that's what's, you know, what I have to say is kind of cool about the story and really inspiring is that I had no business being able to be successful in what I did. It just
but
took
you
a
were.
Lot.
But so what? To what do you attribute your success? You've given us all the reasons for you not to have been successful, but you are. So why?
Right. You know, just honestly, perseverance, a sound mind for business, and just really not giving up, not listening to anyone and not listening to the naysayers and asking a lot of questions and not being embarrassed,
That's
you know.
The secret
to
success. That is a universal secret to success. All of those things you've just outlined are the things that make most people who have drive, who have an idea, makes them successful. So this is just a good story about something specific. So, all right, now the ladies, now that I've gotten this sort of sorted out so that I understand how it all got started, the ladies want to know what you have for them.
Yeah, what exactly is True?
What's the niche? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the niche is fun, functional, meaning, you know, something you could go and grab in your closet. And we do a lot of T-shirts, a lot of really fun you know, great graphics. We do a beautiful line of scarves. We were actually just featured on Oprah's Favorite Things list in December. Our scarves are carried in Nordstrom nationwide and, you know, boutiques all along the, you know, everywhere in the U.S. and abroad. But, yeah, T-shirts and scarves right now are our big niche. Those are our two big things that we do. Over the years, we've done yoga wear and just, you know, anything fun and really, like I said, functional. Our goal is, you know, for you, for your children, for it to be something that puts a smile on your face. That's really what we want to do at True, is just make you happy.
Do you create all the designs yourself?
Yes, I do. Most all of the designs I do myself. I've had some mentoring programs over the years where I've helped some fledgling young women that have been in design school submit drawings and things, and a lot of them have been chosen. Actually, one of my part-time employees years ago, her very first design she submitted with some tweaking on my end was featured in InStyle magazine, so that was a really great thing for her to be able to add to her to her portfolio.
So
that's so cool. So what inspires you? I mean, what? How do you get your ideas for the designs?
They come everywhere. They, you know, before Blackberries and iPhones were huge, I kept a pad beside my bed, and literally I would have things in dreams. I know it sounds so silly, but I get inspiration from everywhere, from nature, from seeing someone walk down the street, colors and fabrics. I love textiles, so I get a lot of inspiration from home furnishings, especially for my scarves, you know, flame stitches and Southwestern and, you know, just whatever the vibe is, and I don't know how to explain it, but
you just have. No, you just did a good job explaining it.
Well, I'm looking at the website, and the color combinations, I mean, that's what sticks out to me the most. Looking at the scarves with the different colors that you invoke, it's very bright. There's nothing that's, you know, that would make you a wallflower in any of your designs.
Right.
I love that inspiration. So what are some of the hot colors and things that you see trending right now for spring and summer?
Oh, wow. Right now, you said it in one word, color. Anything color. Magentas, fuchsias, mustards, oranges, yellows, apples. Anything that has a fruit sound to it is in. Mango, strawberry, you know, pretty much anything you could think of from fruit really is in right now. And
oh, my God. What is your problem today?
The cool thing about our scarves, you mentioned color, a lot of women are afraid to wear color in an actual garment, you know, like a printed dress or a top, but for some reason they'll wear a scarf. So
look, it's like, Roberta's a New Yorker.
New York. We wear black.
I will wear
a bright colored scarf. You know, I often say, you know, I'm from New York, pastels scare me. Which is true, because it gets dirty really quickly. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I love bright colored scarves.
All right, here's the Facebook page, facebook.com/ True Designs, TROODESIGNS, True Designs. And I'm sure there's a website to that effect as well. Stephanie Heflin, what a great story. Somebody comes up with an idea, and remember all those things I say about being true to yourself? Be true to your idea. Have determination. Follow your dreams. You got an idea. The outside world says don't do it. You say you feel I want to do it. So you did it. Congratulations to you, Stephanie. Thanks for telling us your story. 20 after on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary. What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Something wonderfully rewarding about listening to stories like that. What a great American story. And the stories continues 21 after the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Birthdays on Good Day. It's Wednesday, the 25th of April, starting out with Meadowlark Lemon. What a great name for one of the most fun human beings on the planet. His real name is George. George Lemon, known as Meadowlark, founded the, what's the name of the group? Everybody?
Harlem Globetrotters.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Who just came through town here.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take my son to go see him. And it was like $85 a ticket.
Still good, Richie. Very good.
Good for them, though, that they're still out there doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fun stuff.
They bring new guys in all the time. They bring in new players to... Yeah, it's just their whole thing around.
They were just featured on an NBC show, Best Friends Forever. They were just on last week's episode. So fun.
The new Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Or Curly and Metal.
That's
cool.
Al Pacino's real name is Alfredo James Pacino. His birthday is today, born in state 1940. Then we have Stu Cook, who's the bass player for CCR, having her birthday today. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Susie Q, Proud Mary, Keep On Chuggin', Green River, Lodi, Bad Moon Rising, wrote a song for everyone, Midnight Special, Up Around the Bend, Looking Out My Back Door, Who Stopped the Rain, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, Someday Never Comes Man. This group went on and on and on. He's 67 today, born in state 1945. Happy birthday to Bjorn, can I pronounce this correctly?
Bjorn.
Bjorn Ulvaeus. I think that's it.
Good enough for me.
Guitarist with ABBA.
They always have birthdays.
Dancing Queen, I Have a Dream. All kinds of albums and singles that have done superbly well. Did you know that their last successful album was an album in Spanish?
Really?
ABBA,
theirs was?
ABBA in Spanish. It's really amazing. That worked, but it seemed to work for them. Happy birthday to Mr. Ulvaeus, who's 67, born this day, 1945. Next on our list is Talia Shire. What's her real last name? Who knows what Talia Shire's real name is?
Smith.
Nope.
Johnson.
Nope.
Jones.
Peters.
Nope. Her cousin's name is Nicholas.
Cage.
Oh, that's not
her. Sparks.
That's not his last name either.
Coppola.
Coppola?
Yep.
Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola's daughter and Nicholas Coppola's cousin.
Stella!
Right. That's exactly. You got it. Anyway. I know, she's the sister of Francis Ford Coppola. She's born this day, 1946. Here's Michael Brown, keyboardist with a left bank. I had a big hit, actually four or five of them. And this is Walk Away Renee with her first one, I think, if I remember correctly. All right, let's see, where else do we go from that? We go, oh, Richie loves the Average White Band. And we always play this when it comes to the AWB. Drummer is Steve Ferroni, picking up the pieces. Born this date, what is it, 63 years ago, I think, that's how old he is. Or, I don't know, I think he's 50 or something, I don't know. Happy birthday to him anyway. Now, we all are quizzing ourselves to figure out what version of this song...
It's not the one you know.
All right.
So you can move along.
Okay, Hank Azaria, forget about this other guy. Hank Azaria plays a number of voices on The Simpsons. You knew that, right?
Mm.
Yeah. He was one, you know, that just said something disparaging about Fox News, and everybody thought it was funny.
And it wasn't?
It was.
Fox News didn't think it was funny.
When you look at their bottom line, nothing's funny about the way Ailes runs that place. They make a lot of money, Fox News. Anyway, Azaria 48, Andy Bell. Somebody work this over for us, please.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Great 80s stuff.
Yeah. Born to state 1964, so he's 48. Chains of Love is what this song is called. Chains of Love.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Makes me want to watch The Breakfast Club or something.
Yeah.
All right. It was after that.
Richie's a big fan of The Breakfast Club.
Love Breakfast Club.
Jason Lee's birthday is today.
You know the kind of guy who does nothing but bad things and then wonders why his life sucks? Well,
that's why.
Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realized I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes.
My name is Earl.
I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Earl.
There you go. Jason Lee, 40, he was also in Up All Night. 29 past the hour on Good Day. Looking out my
back door. Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Sometimes.
We love you back.
It's 33 after the hour. All right, so I promised we'd have Dr. Levitan, and I'm still optimistic. You know how I am? I'm an optimistic so-and-so. As far as I am concerned.
You know what?
What?
Mike was calling the wrong number. I'll get
nice going, Michael! Congratulations. You are living in the reality of your life. Things will not go perfectly today. They may go well, but they probably won't go perfectly because there are outside factors that you have to deal with, right? With people, you're not by yourself. You're not in a vacuum. You have people, especially if you're working with a group of people. I was talking to a guy last night who has a house sitting business, and he actually works for 300-plus families. And he has a staff. He goes in. They check him out. He's like completely bonded.
He also owns a pawn shop.
You know, that's one of the issues in Framingham. We're talking about this will be part of the running story as long as town meeting takes place, because there the issues that town meeting is bringing up here in Framingham are reflective of issues that are being discussed all over the country. And one of the big things is a proposal to open a pawn shop in downtown Framingham. And there are plenty of people who think that it's a good idea. But the people who are against it say it will encourage theft. It'll encourage break-ins. It'll encourage robberies. Because people...
Well, because people can't drive to pawn shops out of town?
Exactly.
Right, exactly. So if they're going to pawn the stuff, why not have them in Framingham?
The philosophy is if I have a place to sell stolen goods, I will go out and steal goods.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, how do you go do it somewhere else?
Right. I wonder, like, how many criminals are you going to pawn it in the same neighborhood that you just stole it
that
from?
Dummy that dummy that had his guitars did.
People are stupid enough to do that.
Yeah, the guy in, was it Century City or whatever, Jennifer, out there in Culver City. stole the guitars from Tom Petty's soundstage, then went to the closest pawn shop. And then somebody walked into the pawn shop a few days later and said,
hey man, I recognize that. Yeah.
Stupid.
Let me see, whose license is on file for bringing this guitar in? Oh, yeah. He's a security guard at the Culver City Sound Studios. What a shock.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of criminals just are not the smartest.
Well,
usually,
by definition, do you need to be not smart to be a criminal?
No, some criminals are super smart.
It's, you're either a genius
or
a moron.
Those are the ones who get away with it.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to Roberta.
Roberta's like, I'm one of those.
Hey, there's a... Oh, I mean, does the same thing hold true for a criminal as it does for anybody else? You know, we talk about how you find success. We had this lady from True, T-R-O-O, on a little bit ago. If you didn't hear it, you can listen, download the fourth hour of the Good Day Show and hear the story about this lady was sick, had the flu one day and came up with this idea for a clothing line. Now it's very successful, T-R-O-O, women and children fashions, that kind of stuff. It's neat. You can find it on Facebook.com. But did she have people in her life who were trying to tell her not to do this? And if they did, they obviously didn't have control over her because...
There's always the naysayers.
Why do people do that? My father was like that. My father always told me not to do whatever it was I was doing. You'll get into trouble. You'll go broke. Wait a minute. Oh, let's see. Both of us. Thanks, Dad.
He was right.
Because he's laughing.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the important thing is that ultimately it turned out for the best. And when it turns out, it means it turns out for the best for you. Because if it's your idea, if it's your thing that you're behind, you get behind it. And even though life throws a lot of stuff at you.
Well, there's also a lot of crabs in the bucket out there, you know?
Oh, crabs.
You know, I would hate to be at the end of my rope, at the end of life, laying there, going, I wish I would have done this.
Exactly.
Yep.
Carpe diem.
Yep. Seize the day.
Yeah, that's very good. Let me write that down. Carpe diem. You know what? I'm going to write that down while Roberta brings us around as the queen of cheap. She has a lot of great things from Body Shop listed this week at DougStephan.com. Is it Peekaboo Photo or Peekaboo? What is it?
Peekaboo. Yes, right. Make photo books. I mean, great deals. I love photo books, and they have some incredible deals. That's a Groupon deal, by the way. So the nice thing about Groupon deals that I like that is if it doesn't work out for you, you get your money back. That's the incredible thing with Groupon is I've had a couple of times where I either, you know, couldn't use it, the place went out of business, or I tried it once and, you know, let's say it was like for six sessions of something and it was awful. They'll give you your money back. Groupon is really very accommodating. And another place that's really accommodating is a website called Vitacost.com. And it's because they have all sorts of products there for you to stay healthy. And the nice thing is that sometimes when you go to grocery stores, you'll find low prices, but the products are not so great, or you'll find the stores with the healthy products, but the prices are really very expensive. But if you go to Vitacost.com, you'll find your natural and organic foods, your household essentials, your vitamins, your supplements, and they're all at up to 50% off, better than a Groupon. And all orders over $49 ship absolutely free to your door. It's kind of like saying that you're getting Whole Food products at Walmart prices. And what they call it something called Mominomics, Mom Plus Economics. So go to Vitacost.com. You can take the cost out of healthy living.
At the same place at DougStephan.com, you'll see the Better Living box. And in the Better Living box, there is a note from our fitness guru, Andrea Metcalf, who's been blogging about breakfast meals, the three most popular breakfast meals that are good for your body. You see, some of the things that you eat in the morning would not be good for you to eat when you go to bed. Even though you see, what is it, Denny's that serves breakfast all day, or some of those IHOP serves breakfast all day. But there are some things you ought not to eat before you go to bed. But she has come up with three breakfast meals that you and your family can eat any time. So if you want to check those out and see what the suggestions are, Andrea Metcalf, who is one of the more superb contributors, not that we don't have all superb contributors, there's something about her, and going back to what we were talking about, same thing, Heather, you don't know Andrea, but in essence, she's just like Stephanie. She had an idea, when she was a kid. She was always into athletics. She played sports when she was in high school and went to college on an athletic scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then because she had a passion for it and because she's very smart, she put a lot of the stuff early on together. She started as a trainer in a gym, and then she met some people who had a little money. They invested in her and her ideas and grew and grew and grew. So she now, but pretty much she's all by, whatever she does on her own. She's a whiz when it comes to all the technology that's around. And she just has great ideas in terms of how she takes her lessons and gets them to apply to so many different circumstances. A lot of common sense stuff, mm-hmm. but it's the repeating of it plus her practice. She practices every single thing she preaches, she practices.
Well, I think it's great she delivers common sense messages because, you know, they say common sense is unfortunately not as common as it should be.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
I don't know. Some guy over there.
Really?
Charlotte? Under the desk? I don't know. Maybe.
Here's something that is commonsensical, if you will. High cholesterol. What other word did I come up with today? Practologist, right?
Practologist, yes. Practologist.
Yeah,
invented word of the day.
Yeah. You bent over for that one.
Oh. High cholesterol is a serious condition. That would have been something I'd expect to come from Jennifer. Richie, we may be in trouble. We have Jennifer on one side, Heather on the other side, and Roberta in the middle.
You are surrounded.
I am.
We're your angels.
Yes, right. Dougie's angels. Write that down. I say that's good. Let's see if we can patent that. Anyway, the story of high cholesterol and people blogging about this on the various medical websites, it does lead to heart attacks. It does lead to stroke. It does lead to heart disease. It does lead to cardiovascular problems. High cholesterol is a no-no. And so, as cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus suggests, and a lot of other people as well, the most effective way to lower your cholesterol is by taking an Italian, I guess, a supplement. Yeah, this is a supplement that isn't just America. They have supplements all over the world. And Cardiol comes from Italy. Has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your high cholesterol levels. Also reduces your high triglyceride level, which is not good for your blood either. Would you like to try this 30 days without cost to see how it works? 1 capsule a day, and you are on your way to lower cholesterol and lower triglycerides and a healthier cardiovascular system. Call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply right now. Pay $8 shipping and handling. That's it. Go to 888-809-6424. And take care of the high cholesterol in 30 days. You got a free supply, and then you take Cardiol as a maintenance. It really is a maintenance product, but also helps you get down there and stay there. You've heard us talking a lot about this. Now take some action. It's a free product, 888-809-6424.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and the question today is, why me? Now, we hear that expression, why me, when something goes wrong. Why is it happening to me? Why is it me? Why am I the victim? But I think we actually need to do the opposite. And I heard someone speak about this recently, and I wanted to share it with you. The why me means, why me? Why am I getting all these wonderful things happening in my life? Why am I so fortunate? Why am I able to take control of my life? Why are good things always happening to me? Why me? Why me? Why do these things happen to me? Now, can you imagine for just a moment if we start thinking that way each and every day, if we recount everything that's good in our life, everything that was good in our life, and everything that's going to be happening to us in the future in our life, and then we get up, and then we say, and then we feel, why me? Why am I fortunate? Because I want to be, and I can be. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkiewicz vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touche.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer, Roberta and Rich. The technological universe that we are in is changing the way we communicate. Duh. How is it changing the way we communicate? Have we sacrificed conversation? People more and more tell me that this is the radio program, or this is, never mind the radio program, this is where they get involved in conversation. They don't have conversations during the day with their family, friends. You know how many people live alone?
Yeah.
About 50% of the population.
Some
have a cat.
Right, some have it. Yeah.
Ooh,
some
with a cat.
Right, yeah.
What were you saying?
The technology, well, you don't actually live alone, Jennifer. You have mobile connections. You can talk to your mother. You can look at her. You can set up a Skype account, right, and talk to her. How many other, what was the name of that outfit that we used to be on, Richie? Pen Pal or something? PayPal? What was that?
No, Pal Talk.
Pal Talk, that was it, right. So, it was one of those pals. Anyway, there are, under the circumstances, a lot of reasons to be, I suppose, optimistic about this. My grandmother had liver cancer, and she died when she was 86. She was all alone, literally, for the last 6-7 years of her life, because all
of her
friends...
Did you say liver alone?
Liver. What is it with you today?
She's a little giddy.
Right. You thought I was bad with the Jesus walking into the... Anyway,
okay, Grandma.
So my grandmother was alone because all of her friends had died. She lived in a little small town in Illinois. She didn't want to move back here to be with the rest of the family. She wanted to be where she was comfortable. And so she was alone.
Yeah. Mm.
And so at that time, there wasn't the kind of technology. She outlived my mother. So it was us, just the three of us, who would talk to her maybe once a week or so. But that was really it. Once in a while, a few friends of hers would drop in to make sure she was okay in the house. But until she died, she was all alone in that house. She cooked her own meals. She took care of herself. And really, she maybe didn't do that for a week or 10 days before she died. That was it. And I often thought whether she would have lived longer had she been around, or around more people, or would she have become dependent on them and thus not been as strong as she was?
It sounds like she did a good job because she had to keep going for herself.
Yeah.
There's such a push-pull thing to this whole socialness.
Well, we become
stuff.
Used to being alone together, Richie. That's
right.
Kind of what's
I
going
was
on.
Just down. I just went down to grab some breakfast, and I saw 4 or 5 people sitting at tables eating breakfast by themselves. Every single one of them had their phone in their hand.
Yeah.
Texting,
they
updating,
do. That's it. Right,
IMing.
They're all by themselves yet. But then in the other way of turning that around is you're excluding people who might, I might sit across
well,
and want
thought.
To start a conversation with you, but how do I do that?
My
there?
Thought was, what would I be looking at and thinking about if I were not sitting here on my phone?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Would I come up with the next great invention? No, I'm sitting here telling everybody how I'm leaving for Disney World tomorrow on Facebook.
Yeah. We're by ourselves, but never alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then you have people who don't have friends.
Well,
make friends, virtual friends, through this. And what does it do for them? How does that help them?
See, but I think what happens is we're losing the ability to actually converse, use the language, verbal communication is important.
Eye
frame
contact.
Ideas and eye contact. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you... You don't have that because you're back and forth with these damn... text.
See, I'm a hugger, and I usually freak people out because people are just not accustomed to it.
How do you hug a smartphone?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway.
It's a little hot.
Sometimes at night.
When you're all alone.
When you're all alone with your cat.
Aye. 51 after on Good Day. Naturally.
Think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay. Looking forward to...
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
A big night for Mitch. He goes 5 for 5. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Here's the list of states that held primaries yesterday. In alphabetical order, Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. And with Rick Santorum suspending his campaign 2 weeks ago, with Newt Gingrich's campaign on life support, and with Congressman Ron Paul, well, being Ron Paul, the path was clear for Mitt Romney to score victories in all 5 states, which he did. Last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, Romney addressed his supporters.
I can say with confidence and gratitude that you have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And together, we are going to win on November 6th.
As for what voters were saying as they cast their ballots yesterday, in New York, Mary from Upper Nyack, just outside New York City, said she felt a civic duty to vote, regardless of what the media has said about Romney's chances of carrying New York State in the general election.
Everybody's just saying, oh, he's not going to win New York anyway, so why bother? Really, it's your chance to vote. Just vote and have your say in everything. People just don't vote enough. That's the problem.
And she's right about that. Another New Yorker named Bob said he voted for Romney, and he offers some of his own speculation about a Romney running mate.
He might go for a super conservative. That's where he's weak, and he doesn't want the party to split, so he wants to bring it together. Now, that might cost him as far as the independent votes go.
Bob should be hosting one of those Sunday TV talk shows in Pennsylvania. Again, one of the states Mitt Romney carried yesterday. Voters there were offering quick predictions about how the general election will turn out.
I think the Republicans are going to pull it out.
I think Obama's going to win by a landslide.
A difference of opinion, to be sure. And yes, it's a long way to November 6th. If nothing else, it should be very interesting on the way to Election Day. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow closing up 75 points to 13,002. NASDAQ dropped 9. S&P with a 5-point gain. Latest on the Secret Service situation. At least two more Secret Service employees are reportedly resigning following the sex scandal involving prostitutes in Colombia. More than a half dozen agents have been ousted from their positions in connection to the scandal. Secret Service agents and U.S. military personnel are accused of hiring prostitutes ahead of President Obama's recent trip to Colombia. That's the sound of the surf. Great place to go to cool off during the summer months. And there's a new forecast out from Weather Services International that says an upcoming El Nino weather pattern could result in a cooler summer overall for the U.S. The El Nino pattern means the mid-Pacific Ocean warms up. We're told to expect a warmer May before temperatures moderate as the summer progresses. Last year's summer season was the second hottest on record in the contiguous U.S. And finally, talk about something that sounds like science fiction. A plan to develop rockets capable of traveling to near-Earth asteroids to mine for valuable metals and water. An actual plan with some of the biggest names in technology, aviation, even movie-making, pooling their money to get this done. Peter Diamandis is one of the co-founders of this company called Planetary Resources.
This is smart money investing in one of the largest commercial opportunities ever, going to space to gain resources for the benefit of humanity.
Among those chipping in to fund this project, one of the founders of Google, Ross Perot Jr., and film director James Cameron of Titanic and Avatar fame. Speaking of movies, what if one of these mineral and precious metal-rich asteroids makes a sudden turn toward Earth? In that case, I guess we would need Bruce Willis and his buddies to get up there.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
No, thank you. I don't need Steven Tyler screaming that Armageddon love theme at us. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStephan.com.